Welcome back to Talking Beyond the Parsha, Daniel Eisenberg, Parsha's Vaschanan. We have Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Klal Yisrael and talking about something very, very interesting about the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. And he says, "Kimi goy gadol asher lo Elohim krovim elav kadonai Eloheinu b'chol kareinu elav." That who is a great nation to God that are close to Him, like Hashem our God, that for anybody that calls out to Him, that there's a special closeness in the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Hashem, that they call out to Him, that there's nobody quite like Klal Yisrael in this regard. And the Targum Yonasan has a lengthy elucidation over here, which is very interesting. First, so it's basically an Aramaic translation. Arum heida uma rabba de isle elaka kariv levasei kishum meimra d'Hashem elakan. But then the Targum Yonasan elaborates on this. It says, Orchehon damamaya nutlindach lasahon al kisfehon. That the other nations of the world, they take their deities and they place them al kisfehon on their shoulders. Vidamayan kareven lahon vihinun, and they look like they're kareven lahon. They look like they're very close to them, because, right, they're physically right on top of their shoulders. They're carrying them on their shoulders. Vihinun rachikin. But they're actually quite far away. They're rachok mitol delo shamin budnehon, because they don't hear in their ears. Meaning that people are carrying their idols and their deities and their animals, whatever they are that they worship, on their shoulders, and they look like they're very close, but they're actually quite far because the idols can't hear the prayers. B'ramimra da Hashem yaseiv al kurse romun minatal. But Hashem, He sits on a kur se rum, right? Like a ki se rum v'nisa. And He hears tzlosana, He hears the davening. B'chol idan danan mitzalayan, all the times that we daven to Him, kamei before Him, vaved bu asan, and He fulfills our requests. So, this is a very interesting comment to the Targum Yonasan. There's a similar sentiment in Devarim Rabbah and Yerushalmi and Brachos speaks about this kind of idea that people used to carry their idols on their shoulders. But it says that a major difference is that the people would seem very, very close to their gods, but really they're very distant, because they can daven and daven all they want, but the idols can't hear and can't help and can't grant requests, even if they could hear. Right, we are different. Klal Yisrael, we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu who sits on a kisei ram v'nisa, on this elevated throne in the heavens, and He seems so far. But the truth is that even a whisper in shul, a whisper in tefillah, and Hashem hears it, and he has the ability and often does grant the requests of our tefillos. So really, we're really close, and we shouldn't, put everything on physical closeness, because sometimes it's the exact opposite. I think it's very interesting, a couple of points. First of all, that the imagery of the idols being on the shoulders is physical closeness, but also when you have something on your shoulders, often that symbolizes a burden. And they're carrying their idols on their shoulders, so it looks physically close, right? They're connected, it's on the shoulders, but really they're carrying it as a burden, that their tefillos, unlike our tefillos are a relationship builder with Hashem, right? When we talk to people and we are building a relationship, we communicate. So when we talk to Hashem, that's what we're doing. We're building our relationship with Him. And it's a loving relationship. It's a meaningful, deep relationship. But the tefillos to idols is not that, right? Paganism was really self-service. It's you worship something else in order to get something from it. And therefore that communication, right? When you're asking for something from something that right, like an idol, and you just want it to grant your request. So that's actually not building closeness, but the opposite. It's really distance, because it's something you don't want. It's a burden. It's something that you have to do. So you carry that burden on your shoulders, because this is what I need to do to this deity in order to get whatever result I want. And that's the exact opposite of tefillah, right? So the idols of on the shoulders is a physical closeness, but also a burden, and therefore really spiritually distant. Tefillah is supposed to be an uplifting experience that fosters closeness, not weighing down and breeding distance. And this is probably why Chazal tell us in Brachos Daf Chavtes that we're not supposed to make our tefillah like a masa. A tefillah shouldn't be like a burden. Davening should not be done in a way that it's a burden, right? Rather, something that lifts us up, that carries us and makes us feel close. And even if we're physically distant from Hashem, because, you know, Hashem doesn't have any physicality to him, but to focus on what's really important, the spiritual part. You know, in fact, that's also a theme in the Parsha, as we see Klal Yisrael and Moshe reminiscing about Klal Yisrael interacting with Hashem at Har Sinai. And, you know, there's some sort of physical, in some regard, seeing of things that can't be seen, and our physical bodies couldn't handle it. They went flying away, and our, as Chazal tell us, and the neshamas experienced it, and the bodies came back, and we couldn't handle it anymore. And for all future generations, no one was able to see Hashem Kaviyachol the way we were at Har Sinai. And that's by design. That's fine, because our relationship with Hashem is not a physical relationship; it's a spiritual relationship, and it's quite different from the idol worship, the burden of praying to idols. And Mirzah Shem Yishvizocha to be inspired by this pasuk in Perek Dalet, pasuk Zion. It's pasuk about the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael in our tefilos and in our ability to connect to Hashem in a meaningful, uplifting way. Have a beautiful Shabbos.